The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Well, I've been looking forward to this day. Regular listeners know I don't have a whole lot of gas. I don't have many authors on the program. I'm a Baptist preacher. I can talk 3 hours every day just by myself, but I do have some favorite guests, and my guest today has not been here for a long time. In fact, much too long. Dr. Duke Heller, the doctor is in. Dr. Duke, welcome back. It is great to have you back on the program.
Thanks, Bob. It's just wonderful to be here.
It has been far, far too long.
It has. COVID got us, didn't it?
Well, it did. And you have been just a tiny bit busy since you retired. Now, let me give you a little background on Dr. Duke. If you have a dental implant, you can thank Dr. Duke Heller. He is one of the pioneers in dental implantology, and I don't think he would tell you this, but I can. He is one of the world's foremost authorities on dental implants, and that is not an exaggeration. He has lectured literally all over the world on dental implants, established an institute here in Columbus, and dentists come from all over the world to be trained at the institute that he founded. And now has retired, and you're probably busier now than you've ever been.
I think that's true, Bob.
And I should, you know, this is Dr. Duke, but I should also refer to you as President Heller. Since you and I last talked on the air, you have been given a very prestigious position. Just walk our listeners through how all that came about.
Okay. Thanks, Bob, for asking. Yes, when my wife was sick, I got a call and they said, we'd like for you to run for president. There's about a 5,000 member organization called the American Academy of Implant Dentistry. I said, are you kidding me? I'm 82 years old. When I get done with that, I'll be 85. You don't want an old goat like me. And they said, well, there's a lot of tension and there's some people that have turned kind of evil, and they want to take over this academy and maybe strip it of about $12 million that's in an account. And I said, what? Who is it? They told me. I said, well, two of those people I led to Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. Are you serious? Well, mm-hmm. People wouldn't answer my telephone calls, and I told him when Wanda was sick, I wasn't doing anything. Well, after that, a gentleman from Paris, France called and says, you've got to do it. You have 4 days, he said, because we got to get your name in so you can run against the guy that's president-elect. So I went to both my daughters, and they said, Dad, if you'll keep coming with the kids, the grandkids, and the great-grandkids, you think you ought to do it. My son, Rob, said, Dad, I think you ought to do it. And I said, well, I've never been in politics. I went to Pastor Jim Custer. And so he listened to everything, and he said, why wouldn't you do it? God's calling you to do it. So lo and behold, Bob, I did. The year before I ran, I did get the highest award that they give, and there's only three of us pioneers left. I'm the youngest, 84. There's 87, and there's 90. And that will come up a little bit later about that 90-year-old. But, it was wonderful. I did get elected, and I told them I'll make no decisions unless I pray about it. And I selected 10 people, men in my life, said, I want you to pray every Monday morning. I'm going to send you 5 or 6 prayer requests. You do that. Well, Bob, this whole year just went great. I quoted scripture every 2 weeks. I had coffee with Duke, and this is going all over the world. I didn't tell him what the scripture was, but I put it in there, paraphrased it, and then built a story behind it. Most of it had nothing to do with dentistry. It had to do with integrity, honesty, sincerity, loyalty, the things that all of us need. So the Lord was so kind. And later on, I would like to tell you a story about a reward I gave out.
All right. Now, tell me a little bit more about this organization. 5,000 dentists around the world.
Yes, sir.
One of the more prestigious organizations for dental implant doctors?
It is the largest organization in the world, yes,
right.
sir. Yeah.
You were elected president. How long is the term?
It's 3 years. I was president-elect, then president that I just finished 2 weeks ago, and now I'm past president. So when I get done, Bob, I'll be 85. Isn't that great?
That is phenomenal. That is phenomenal. How has that impacted your other areas of ministry? You've been very involved in the Refuge, which is a great ministry, ministering to men who are battling addiction and so forth. Did you have to cut back on your other areas of ministry?
I did not, in that I, like when I leave here, I'll go down and pick up 3 kids, take them to dinner, and then we'll have a Bible study tonight. I've kept doing that. Maybe I missed 2 nights during the 2 years that I had meetings I couldn't get out of, but that's such a high priority, Bob. The Lord's allowed me to be involved in 5 men's Bible studies. They're in the morning. But then I get the privilege of working with 5 men in accountability, and we ask the hard questions. So really, I didn't cut down. I just kind of added.
My guest is Dr. Duke Heller. His website is mayishare.com. Mayishare.com. He's got a wonderful book, How to Start a Kingdom Conversation. You can find out more about that book at mayishare.com. Mayishare.com. If you've not been familiar with Dr. Duke Heller, please get acquainted and you begin praying for him and possibly invite him to come to your church. Again, my guest, Dr. Duke Heller, his website, mayishare.com. We are going to step aside for a quick break, and then we'll continue this discussion in just a moment.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome again to Bob Burney Live, and welcome again to Dr. Duke Heller, author of How to Start a Kingdom Conversation. Duke, there's something you say every time you lecture. You even did it in Iran. How do you start your lectures?
I'm in full-time ministry. I just do it as a dentist.
And I can't believe you did that in Iran.
Oh, but I believe God called me to be a dentist, Bob. So I did it the entire year with this academy. I kept saying, I hope you feel God's called you to be a dentist. Now, as you would guess, since it's worldwide, we've got Hindus, we've got Buddhists, we've got Jews, We've got some declared atheists. Oh, it's been wonderful, Bob. I just love just saying Jesus in the conversation.
You've been in Saudi Arabia, too, haven't you?
Yeah, I've been to Saudi Arabia seven times. Kuwait, Abu Dhabi, yes, when I was lecturing there a lot.
All right, back before the break, you said you had a story you wanted to share with us about your time as president of this organization. The name of the organization again?
American Academy of Implant Dentistry.
All right.
And, Bob, this is so – you couldn't script it like this. I mean, obviously, you don't have to be around me very long to know I'm a Christian and I'm sold out to Christ. Well – I gave two presidential awards, both of them to the individual. It's 87 and the guy that's 80 or that's 90. He still drives from Rochester to Buffalo, 90 years old, once a week, to lecture to these kids on dental implants.
No kidding.
I just love him. So I gave him an award, Bob, and I brought him up on stage, and I'm reading the plaque, and I say, you know, you've just been one of my greatest friends, and so I want you to accept this award. He came over in front of the microphone, and he says, I know Dr. Heller's given me this special award, and I'm very appreciative. I want you to know the greatest reward Dr. Heller ever gave me. 37 and a half years ago, we were in a meeting in Chicago, and he said, Bob, can you point to the exact time you accepted Christ? I told him I was Catholic. He said, that won't get it done. He said, I later prayed to accept Christ, said 4 years ago, Duke and his wife were at the University of Buffalo having dinner with my wife and I, and she prayed to accept Christ. Said, I want to tell you, that's the award this man's given me. Bob, there are 350 people at this business meeting. I mean, if I'd have paid somebody, I couldn't have got that. Isn't that great that God would do that?
That is fantastic.
Yeah. Oh,
that is fantastic.
Yeah.
Duke, real quick, and our time is going to go so fast. But by the way, congratulations on that honor.
Thank you.
And I know that you have used it for the kingdom.
I really have, Bob.
I know that.
Yeah.
Christmas time is coming up. What tips would you give to our listeners right now on sharing Christ with family members and others that they will be with during this Christmas season? We've got about, we're going to have about 4.5 minutes.
Okay. I think, Bob, first of all, you would know something about your blood relatives. And if there's anybody that you have doubts about, I would like to get with them one-on-one and just say, you know, I've got something that's really weighing on me, and I really want to know, because you're getting up in age and I am, can you point to the exact time you accepted Christ as your Savior? Mm-hmm. In other words, you're cutting right to the quick. We're not painting some picture to get them to the very end. And I feel so comfortable doing that with blood relatives. And as my grandkids marry, I feel comfortable doing it to the in-laws. It's a question, Bob, I do not get pushback. People say, well, you can't do that. I said, well, you certainly can. I do it in restaurants. I just did it today. I had lunch today, and I thanked the waitress, said, we're going to bless this food. How can we pray for you? And when they bring the check, I say, you know, we prayed for you. You asked for both your daughters and your mother, so we prayed for that. Can I ask you a personal question? Well, yeah. Can you point to the time you accepted Jesus as your Savior? I've never had a waitress or a waiter get upset with that. Mm-hmm. I think we can ask the same thing to our blood relatives, Bob.
Isn't a lot of that in the way that you ask?
I think so. I mean, it's very sincere.
And that's what I mean.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not belligerent. It's not an attack. You are coming across as genuinely concerned.
Correct. And I think another thing, I'm not trying to put notches on a gun. I'm just sincerely sharing Jesus. And who knows? My friend Erwin Lutzer called me up and said, "So Duke, what are you doing in this time with all of the ruffus that's going on?" And I said, "Well, Erwin, I'm doing two things. Number one, I'm intentionally spending time with my kids, my grandkids, and my great-grandkids. The second thing I am doing, I purposely say Jesus in every conversation that I can." And I'm even this organization, they would say, so I said, "Well, you know, Jesus said, I didn't have," now maybe they talk behind my back, but I think Jesus is the only answer, Bob, to where we are today. So put it out there and let them know they can get that book free. I'd like to give it to them.
All right. How would they do that? How would they get it free?
They could. My email address is DukeHeller@mayishare.com. You ask for it, I'll send it to you. It's free.
That's Duke Heller, H-E-L-L-E-R, at mayishare.com.
Yes, sir.
And if you will mention that you heard that on the program, Duke will send this. And it's a wonderful book, How to Start a Kingdom Conversation. We talk about Erwin Lutzer. Zig Ziglar wrote a recommendation for it, and you can get it free. Duke Heller, H-E-L-L-E-R, at mayishare.com. And go to the website, become familiar with Duke Heller. And you're still going to local churches, correct?
I certainly am. I love to talk, especially at men's groups, Bob. I love to do retreats. And three things I do at these retreats. I teach them how to share Jesus Christ in a non-threatening way to their blood relatives. I teach them how to write letters from dad, that they write letters to their wife, their children, their grandchildren. And then the next thing, I teach a session on forgiveness. Mm. So many Christians are hung up. I think it's well done. Thanks, Bob, for having me.
Oh, my pleasure, and we're not going to wait so long next time. Dr. Duke Heller, again, mayishare.com, or Duke Heller at mayishare.com. Request the book, How to Start a Kingdom Conversation. Don't remember that? Just say, send me the free book. Bobber Day Live will continue.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.